Chapter 30. The words of Agur, the son of Jacob, the oracle. The man says to Ithiel and to Ucal, "Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. And I have not learned wisdom, neither have I the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended up into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if you know? Every word of Eloah is tried. He is a shield to them that take refuge in him. Add you not to his words, lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. Two things have I asked of you. Deny me not before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is Yahweh?' Or lest I be poor and steal and use profanely the name of my Elohim. Slander not a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. There is a generation who curses their father and blesses not their mother. There is a generation who are pure in their own eyes, and yet not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are swords, and their jaw teeth knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. The horse leech has two daughters, crying, 'Give! Give!' There are three things that are never satisfied, yes, four that say not enough: Sheol and the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire that says not enough, the eye that mocks at his father and despises to obey his mother. The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. There are three things which are too wonderful for me, yes, four which I know not: the way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. This is the way of an adulterous woman: she eats and wipes her mouth and says, 'I have done no wickedness.' For three things the earth does tremble, and for four which it cannot bear: for a servant when he is king, and a fool when he is filled with food, for an odious woman when she is married, and a handmaiden that is an heir to her mistress. There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth all of them by bands. The lizard takes hold with her hands, yet she is in the king's palaces. There are three things which are stately in their march, yes, four which are stately in going: the lion, which is the mightiest among beasts, and turns not away from any; the greyhound, the he-goat also, and the king against whom there is no rising up. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. For the churning of milk brings forth butter, and the wringing of the nose brings forth blood. So the forcing of wrath brings forth strife."